Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact that as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. Before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House. thanks so much for supporting the show. You know, those that are listening in by phone, perhaps you're listening in by computer. You might be listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. You know, since creating my inspirational business, Angel Healing House, almost 11 years ago, I've helped clients and students align, realize, and live from their divine eternal natures and to reconnect to love. In fact, many of the testimonials that I have received have centered on this theme of love. For instance, there was this testimonial from a listener in New Jersey. I just want to tell you that I'm one of your greatest supporters of your Blog Talk Radio show. I've had great joy calling in and speaking to you. I must let you know that you have this gentleness and peacefulness about you. Your messages are always about love and transformation. Your voice is the healing factor, and you bring hope to your listeners and possibilities of a very successful journey along their spiritual path. Thus, every Tuesday, I am in a state of bliss, just tuning in for that 1 hour of miracles and possibilities. And yet, there was another testimonial here about love. This was from a lovely woman by the name of Maggie in Pacific Grove, California. And she wrote, "I went to Candy because I was recovering from cancer and needed help to release emotional blockages. My sessions with her have been the most loving and caring experience, and I continue to receive benefits from ongoing sessions. I can honestly say that as a result of meeting Candy, it was the first time in my whole life that I was truly able to feel and experience love. I highly recommend my friends to her and feel very confident that they'll have a beautiful experience and get the help that they need. Candy, you truly are a gift. With love and gratitude, Maggie." You know, if you desire to reconnect with some aspect of love, either for yourself or for others, intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions, or an angel reading with me on how you can love or open yourself up to love in your life, you can call me after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 or email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, your new life is waiting for you to step forward, a life filled with love. Make today that day when you take that all-important first step toward manifesting a more loving reality for yourself. I see that we have several callers holding on the line. 256, you are going to be the first caller, followed by 646. If you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 20 minutes or so to talk about our topic of the day, which is love is the secret weapon to being able to step forward. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to address where we, as a collective consciousness, find ourselves in this present moment. And it is important to note that where we are has much to do with what I spoke about in my last program, which was experiencing the enormous effects that the two huge eclipses of April had on all of us. These eclipses were necessary to shine a light and disclose things that were being hidden from us, things like betrayal, lying. Perhaps others were not telling us the whole story. Much like the phoenix being burned down to its ashes to reveal only its true essence, many of us were made to take an honest look at our relationships to finally come to terms with and make peace with our past. In truth, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that each of these souls that might have seemingly betrayed us, well, they played a perfect role in our lives to help us realign with who we are in order to have the most divinely connected relationship with ourselves. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that this was crucial and necessary to help us in stepping forward to where many of us intend to go, which is the fulfillment of our heart's desires. much that has been written about how the age of Aquarius or this new age will manifest has all to do with each one of us creating it. You know, it's not just going to happen in and of itself. Each one of us has to create it. But in order to step into our individual imaginings of this new age or heaven on earth, which includes our perfect heart-aligned locations, our perfect heart-aligned like-minded connections and relationships, and our perfect heart-aligned soul's purpose to share with others on our beloved planet. Each one of these things must be free of any negativity, judgment, and unforgiveness, no matter how much we feel that it is justified to hold on to resentments, anger, and feel a certain way. And that is where the disclosure of the betrayal that many of us experience played an important role. Since those eclipses of April and the finding out about the betrayal, the first 3 weeks of May have been a gift for us. It's been a very quiet time for many. It's kind of like an energetic lull, which has allowed us the opportunity to process this betrayal, to deal with the hurt, to deal with the disappointment, and perhaps the anger that this betrayal brought up for us. This energetic lull before today's new moon has given us an opportunity to utilize our greatest God-given gift of all in these situations of betrayal. And the greatest weapon that we have in dealing with any kind of betrayal is simply to love the other person. Now, the posse of angels is feeling the hackles that are rising on the back of many of the listeners' necks. Some of you that have been lied to, some of you that have been not told the whole story, maybe you've been kept in the dark about certain things on purpose, are feeling quite justified to not profess your unconditional love for another who was not wholly honest with you. But the posse of angels are reminding us that what a person does or does not do, it truly has nothing to do with us, and their actions, that person's actions, are generated by their own paradigm, their own programming, and the replaying of selected emotions within themselves, nothing more and nothing less. And with our free will and our free choice, we have every right to feel terrible and remain hurt and perhaps go so far as to wish the other person ill. Yet because the manifestation of heaven on earth for us can only materialize when it is aligned solely with the energies of pure love, anything other than love in our hearts, even for those who seemingly have done us wrong, will create an impenetrable wall on the path that leads to each of us entering our own heaven on earth. Now, the posse of angels knows, they know with all of their heart that many of us have done a great deal of internal work on healing and forgiving and letting go of the past. This has included much inner work for ourselves and for others. And the posse of angels are joyously applauding us for this amazing process of enlightenment and that many of us have chosen. But the posse of angels wishes you to ask yourself, how many of you have actually communicated, either spoken with or sent an email, with the person who betrayed you and told them that even with all that happened, that you still love them? That's a very, very different thing to do. You know, you can go through the work You can go to all the workshops on love, and you can go to workshops on unforgiveness, and you can do all of these things. But how many of us have actually directly communicated with that other person and told them that we still love them after all that has happened between us? For when we choose to reach out and tell another person, to actually voice that we still love them, no matter what they did. You know what we're doing, listeners? We're actually creating magic. We are alchemically aligned with the greatest force on this planet, which is love. Love and filling ourselves with limitless and boundless energetic possibilities. And yes, we can do all of this in our hearts and in our minds. But the Posse of Angels is telling us that the force of this grows exponentially and dimensionally larger when we choose to communicate this love with another directly. And I know exactly what the Posse of Angels are talking about, as I was one of those people that found out about betrayal in the month of April. You know, after a relative chose to cut off all communications with me 4 years ago, I respected her wishes, and in my prayers every day and my meditations, I sent her love, I sent her healing and forgiveness. And when I heard from a source outside the family that she was pregnant, I was so deeply hurt that she had not told me and that I had to hear it from someone else. You know, after the initial shock wore off, I was left to process the profound disappointment. As the next weeks, next 3 weeks of May unfolded, I felt a strong longing and a strong urge to reach out to her. But every time this happened, my bruised and my battered ego told me that I was quite justified in not contacting her, as I had not been told of the news from herself. And it stopped me in my tracks from contacting her. At exactly the three-week mark after hearing the news, the Posse of Angels, in their sly way, they asked me how much I desired to move forward with my dreams and my wishes. I smiled and I told them, I said, hey guys, you know what I intend in my heart and how I long for the physical manifestation of my desires to appear on the earth plane. It was then that they said to me, you know what, if you truly wish to step forward into and manifest heaven on earth for yourself, do that which you are being divinely led to do. You know, don't stop yourself from contacting her. Because by closing off your heart and stopping communication with this relative, you are not allowing for your divine, eternal nature to flourish and radiate on its maximum illumination. Upon hearing their words, a softness came over me like a gentle blanket. It was this softness that spoke to my heart and whispered that by communicating unconditional love for this relative, I would break down obstacles and blockages, not on her path, but on my path to the manifestation of heaven on earth. Because after all, we can't control anybody else. In other words, the only person I was hurting by not communicating pure love for this relative was myself. You know, listeners, feeling this surge of love bursting forth from me like a mighty river that had been held back for a very long time and was suddenly freed, I wrote her an email expressing how happy I was to hear that she was pregnant and that if she chose to share her joy with me, my heart and arms were open with conditional love for her. Now, notice how I didn't go into the hurt of how I had to learn of her pregnancy from someone else, or I didn't mention anything about how betrayed I felt. It was simply a declaration of the love that I had for her and my elation on the impending birth and how my arms would always be open if she chose to share her joy with me. After sending the email, you know what? I felt an amazing warmth and peace in my heart and a true feeling of unconditional love for this person, no matter what had occurred before. It was then that the posse of angels said to me, go home, light some candles, and now write down what you intend and wish for on the eve of this new moon, for having utilized your gift of unconditional love for everyone. There's no energy inside of you that is not in energetic alignment to stop your wishes and dreams from coming true. In this way, your wishes will not be held restriction or constriction in order to utilize the magic of divine love. The posse of angels is saying that love indeed is a miraculous gift because when we give it away, we also receive love as a result. Now, the posse of angels is stressing that communicating unconditional love for another is not dependent on what they did, who they are, and how they chose to act. To love another is divine, and to go against love actually creates friction in our hearts. And the only person that the action of withholding love hurts is ourselves. You know, listeners, there is a warning here that the posse of angels wish to remind us all. By deciding to communicate your unconditional love with that person who may have betrayed you, it is very easy to fall into the trap of expecting a response in return. You know, just because you send the email, don't wait a few minutes and keep pressing the send and receive button thinking you're going to get something back. Because it doesn't work like that, you know. It's very possible that when you send out that letter, you know, you might not hear from the person at all. I mean, that person may choose to not respond to you. And if they do choose to respond to you, be prepared that their response to you may not be very loving. They may come back with you with you know, all barrels fully loaded. You know, so just be prepared that just because you send something out doesn't mean that that person has to accept it, but that's not the reason you're sending it out. It's important to remember that it is not the reason we've chosen to communicate. So when you send out that communication, detach from the communication after you've sent it out and just see it surrounded by clouds of pink unconditional love, green healing light, and the white of the divine. In fact, to help this process, you can print out a photo of that person. Speak aloud just how much you love them, how much you wish them health, and how much you wish them well. Please remember, loving another unconditionally does not mean that you condone their actions. It just means that you choose to love them. The posse of angels are reminding us that love is the strongest force in the whole of the universe. So, dear listeners, the posse of angels are now asking you. They want you to think carefully about your life and see where perhaps there is any person that you could also communicate with, utilize the magic of unconditional love in order to free yourself and to step forward on the path of being able to fully manifest your own heaven on earth with these free energies inside of yourself. Before we go on to share more insights on freeing our path with love in order to step forward, let's take some of your phone calls. 256, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with and where are you from?
I am Kimberly and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great. I'm better since I listened to you, because that's a message I need to hear.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, this message of betrayal, I mean, the more that I've been speaking about it, the more that people seem to be coming out of the woodworks and going, hey, you know, this happened to me, and hey, that happened to me, and they can really resonate with this. How has this settled on your heart for the first 3 weeks in May?
Well, there's a family member that I need to do the same thing you did to, because I haven't really spoken to them since Christmas. I mean, I've spoken to say hello, but no conversation. And I'm just, and I've had inclinations of, hey, I need to write a letter, I need to apologize, even if I wasn't wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the funny thing about it, Kimberly, is, and also listeners, is there is no right or wrong. There's, you know, just
right.
Because somebody, if we get into that, that's just about perception, that's about fingerprints. And, you know, you'll see 30 people who see a robbery, and the police will go around and ask everybody what they saw, and they'll still get 30 different stories because they're seeing it from different eyes. So, you know, I think that would be really, really very helpful for you to print out a photo, to communicate. You know, people have asked me before, they say, should I call the person or send them an email? And I sent an email because I thought this person and I, this person has chosen not to communicate with me in 4 years, and it would almost be an affrontage to them for me to call them and put them on the spot. You know, you know, I would imagine the conversation would be very stilted, and, you know, there would be a lot of empty gaps in that conversation. But also in sending an email, I could choose my words of love very carefully. And I really noted that after I wrote that email, I didn't say, you know, I have to find it out from somebody else, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't include how much I was hurt. I just included the joy of me finding out. So, you know, I know it's a very personal thing, but I'm feeling that it probably would be a good thing to either write them a letter or send them an email. And this way, also, if we do write them an email and send them a letter rather than calling them, then the initial shock of getting that email may be, how dare this person, blah, 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 and then maybe... Okay. I'm sorry, listeners. Yes, I'm sorry about that. The line completely dropped out on my show, but I am back, Kimberly. So
okay.
I'm very sorry about that. I'm glad you hung on because I want to want to give you a reading. But the Posse of Angels are definitely saying that once you do send the letter and once you do send the communication, the good part about that is that the person then can get over their initial shock of hearing from you, and the trigger and the reaction that will react, make them react with any feelings of negativity that they, or victim or blame or fault finding inside of them. And then they can go back and they can read the letter. And then the letters, because they'll be written with just unconditional love, will then have the ability, if they choose, to soften their heart. That is, if they choose. So in this case, I'm feeling like an email or a letter would be more appropriate.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So Amy, so let me see them as I'm shuffling the cards. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, my question is, I'm in a place right now where I'm making some drastic changes, thinking about relocating, and I'm in a place right now where it's the unknown, and it's going to affect my son. He's 16, and we moved around a lot, and I just want to know what the next step is. Should I stay where I am, or should I move, or should I wait till he graduates? I'm in that space right now.
Okay, you, me, and everybody else, it seems, that I speak about is in a holding pattern. And you know what? They say that misery loves company, but just hearing that most lightworkers are going through this lull, I'm getting shocks all up and down my legs, is making me feel better. And the Posse of Angels is saying, you and me and so many others of us, Kimberly, are going to move. We must move because where we are right now is not is no longer an energetic fit for us. It really is not. You know, it's past its use by date. It's come to a close. It's like a coat that's gotten too small for us, and we are busting. We're busting out to move. But many of us have not been given the sign yet on how to move. Some of us haven't. For instance, can you think back over the last 6 months to a year where you might have had a sign as to a location that you were introduced to, or you know, a sign came up, was coming up several times about a location, and that it made you, you know, made you wiggle inside. It made you a bit excited. Can you think about any location like that?
Yes.
And what was that location?
That's Los Angeles, California.
Come on and visit me, because I don't think I'm going to be here for soon, you know, for a long time. But every time, now I want you to close your eyes. And every time you think about moving to Los Angeles, what kind of feeling do you get in your body?
I get chills.
That's it. And you know what? You don't have to know anything else besides the fact, and I'm just getting chills, that this is confirmation for you. I've got a very dear friend I spoke about on my last program. He didn't know from New Zealand from a hole in the wall, and yet he was invited there to do workshops, and the minute he got there, he said, Candy, I am home. I don't know how I'm going to get here. I don't know how I'm going to stay here. I said, if God needs you to stay in New Zealand, maybe you're going to marry your twin flame who is a beautiful New Zealand girl. And I said, you know, then you'll be able to work and stay there. I said, don't you worry about the miracles. That's God's department. Each one of us, if we're really tuned, you know, if we're really halfway tuned in, have been given these signs. Now, my husband and myself, I mean, for the past, year, 2 years, the people from Maui, Hawaii, have been showing up as clients, as friends, as references. Friends gifted us to a timeshare in Maui a year and a half ago, and it's just like, okay, dropping seeds. Where is it going? I have no idea, but I can tell you, every time I think about living there, I feel like it's heaven on earth for me. And so, Kimberly, they're saying yes. Los Angeles, California, is that place that is going to make you feel most aligned on your next move. So I'm just shuffling the cards for you now. They're saying you can take rationalizing, justifying, and logic and throw it out the window, because when those signs are presented to you on how to move forward, it will not only be good for you, but it'll be wonderful for your son as well. Okay, let's go to the cards for Kimberly and see. Okay, Four of Pentacles. Four of Pentacles is sometimes about holding on to money too tight, but this in regard to what you were saying about a change of location, it's showing me your home there. This is your home in Los Angeles, and you're going to have a much stronger foundation once you get here. Absolutely. This is a much more secure, steady, strong foundation for you. And the people and the opportunities are going to magically show up for you when you do step forward. The next card that's coming for you is the Magician card. I mean, they're saying that, you know, you have all the wherewithal within you to create this magic. Sometimes, you know, those of us that are magicians, you know, we
We can manipulate energy because of our thoughts and because the feelings in our heart. You know, it's difficult for us to wait for the next sign. And they're saying, wait for the next sign. Wait for in the present moment and watch for that magic to occur in your life. Remember, you're very good at listening to your intuition. Many people listen to their intuition, but the most important part is to step forward and action your intuition when it's telling you to do something. And that's where the magic will occur. And the next one for you is the High Priestess. This is the spiritual knowledge within you that is going to blossom even more once you get to Los Angeles, once you make that move forward. And it's going to be your abilities, psychic abilities, and your intuitiveness is going to increase because you will be in alignment with your surroundings. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Kimberly. When you send the letter, I would love to get some feedback as to, you know, how you feel about that. So you can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y,
okay,
at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm wishing you lots of love, and look after yourself and have an absolutely beautiful day.
All right. I will. Thank you so much, Candy.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. There were so many good messages in Kimberly's reading, and I often say that, you know, just because the reading was for Kimberly, you know, the messages that were coming across were not only for other listeners, but they were for me as well. I've had so many callers calling in saying, oh, you know, I just feel like there's a move coming up, and so it's very interesting. That is a message for so many light workers that we will be moving. Let's go to our next caller, 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Candy, Helena, how you doing?
I'm well, Helena. How are you?
I'm good. Things are really moving and shaking. And I have a question. I was planning to go to a conference late next month. And then someone that I respect kind of talked about all the negatives or that it being not such a good idea. I was wondering what you get about that. I think he might have been saying it more out of, you know, worrying about safety or there may be other reasons. And I was just wondering what the angels have to say about this.
Okay. I'm asking them about the conference and if would it be beneficial for Helena to step forward into this. And the angels are saying it would be beneficial for you to go to the conference. You know, a lot of times we are sent messages from other people to see whether we will discount what our intuitive and psychic awareness is telling us, whether we will dip down into fear. You know, this is obviously his paradigm. This is obviously coming from his energetic programming or whatever to say, you know, tell you about the negative things and that may be unsafe. But, you know, if you feel in your heart that you will be safe and that you will be guided and protected, then this might be, you know, a chance for you to strengthen your faith and trust in yourself. But as I'm asking the posse of angels right now, first and foremost, I'm asking for your safety, as I love you so much, and I'm, you know, and I'm saying, will Helena be safe if she goes to this conference? And they're saying yes.
Okay.
Yes, you will be safe, and don't allow, you know, as long as you don't allow any fear, because once you allow fear in, you will allow it to appear in and manifest in your reality.
Okay, and can you tell how my going would affect the relationship with him?
Okay. Well, okay, the first thing that they're telling me is this is no concern of yours. This it really isn't. If you are loving and you are open
and you are, and you follow your heart and you mm-hmm. follow your light, everything in your world will be of love and light. You know, if by you going, okay, by you not going, you are going counter against your heart. You're going counter against what your heart is telling you, and that's constricting and restricting your alchemical abilities to be able to connect with love for yourself. It's like you're betraying yourself. You're doing something because of another person, making you discount what you believe in yourself. So it may be a deal breaker. It may be a deal breaker in which he said, I, you know, told you not to go and you're going against me, and maybe this the relationship needs to, you know, go by the by for a while. Maybe this is a lesson for him also to not go into fear. But don't think so much about, and I know you've done this in the past, so I have a little bit of an insight, because you're such a beautiful soft light that you've have a past history of enabling and helping and saving and all of that. Please turn the mirror back on yourself, Helena, and say, is this good for Helena? Does this feel mm-hmm. good for me? And if it's good for you, it's good for everyone else.
Okay.
Okay, this is really important. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out in regard to that question about the relationship, what will happen as a result of you stepping forward and saying, this feels really good for me. And, you know.
Make things stronger, too.
Yes, absolutely. I was just about to say that. This is an opportunity for Helena to roar. Is that a Katy Perry song? I think, you know, you're going to see me roar. You know, you're going to hear me roar. I mean, you know, a lot of us who have played small or not spoken up for ourselves, if you do need the sign in front of you, to step up and say, well, thank you very much for the advice, but my heart is telling me to do this for whatever reason, so thank you very much. The first card that's coming out is the Queen of Wands. And out of all the queens, you know, she is the most settled in herself. She does what she wants. She says what she wants. She's also very respectful. She's also very harmonious. She's very inclusive. And people respect her. People respect her for having her authentic voice and being open and transparent. And in as such, she becomes the example for other people to look up to or to follow. And they say, I would like to be outspoken, you know, like she is. You know, mm-hmm. I would like to speak my mind. So this is definitely a confirmation of, mm-hmm. you know, speaking your mind. And not being afraid of, if I don't do this, then this other person will do that. The next card that's coming out for you is the this card just flipped out, so I'm going to go with this card. Isn't that strange? This card is the King of Wands. Okay, so this is the other person.
He came up three different times, two or three times.
Isn't that strange? Okay, this King of Wands. Let me ask the Posse of Angels, because I also feel that by going to this conference, I also feel that you're going to be meeting somebody there. They're saying yes. Your heart is being led to the conference because you're going to be meeting someone there, and this person is a gentleman. And I'm also feeling that this person is going to help with some aspect of your business, and they're saying yes. Either it's going to be a good person to lead you to the next signpost, or they'll have a connection for you, but that's why your heart is leading you there. And that's very interesting, the King of Wands and the Queen of Wands and the King of Wands. And the next card is the Three of Swords. And this card to me always, a lot of people see this is a heartbreak card, but I see it as having faith in yourself, that everything will work out the way it's supposed to work out. And the way it's supposed to work out in most alignment is if you make choices that give you joy, bring you happiness, and bring you peace. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Helena. You can send me an email and tell me about the conference. When is it?
Oh, late June. I will. Quick question. Could that King of Wands also be him?
Oh, could that, let me see. Let me ask the Posse of Angels whether that King of Wands is that person. They're saying that it could be that person as well, as he's come up other times. This time he's playing a dual role, you know, one that he's helping you learn your lessons of empowerment, and not getting so. It's definitely a soulmate relationship that is mirroring back to you about speaking your authentic voice, but it's also about somebody that you're going to meet at the conference.
Okay, because there's also someone that may be helping me get there, that's helping on the next step in progress with business.
Oh, okay, so that's why that King of Wands has come up before. So I wish you luck and a happy conference, a safe and happy conference, and sending you lots of love.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you so much for calling in, Helena. Next caller we have on the line is 817. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello. Hello, 817. Can you hear me? Let me try this. 817? Can you hear me? You're the next caller on Angel Healing House Radio. Okay. We're having some difficulty in bringing in that number, 817. 817, if you can hear me, can you call in again? Can you hang up and call in again, because you are the next caller on the line? And I'd love to take your call and give you that free angel advice from the Posse of Angels and myself. So let's go to the continuation of the topic today, which is entitled Love is the Secret Weapon to Stepping Forward. Now, the Posse of Angels are telling us that ultimately all of the reasons we give for rationalizing and justifying or not loving another person, all of these can be traced back to not loving ourselves enough to unconditionally just love another, no matter who they are and no matter what they have done. You know, when we choose to open up any door in our lives, let alone the door to our hearts, it makes many of us feel just so unsafe, because it makes us feel vulnerable as we lose control on what will enter and what will happen as a result of us opening ourselves up to just love somebody unconditionally. But in the majority of cases, in order to experience the most extraordinary feelings of love, we need to open ourselves wide to receive and allow love to enter our lives. And we're only able to manifest heaven on earth for ourselves with the energy of pure love. Oh, there we go. 817, you just popped up on the switchboard. Let's see if we can bring you in. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is
Hello.
Crystal. How are you?
I'm well, Crystal. Where are you calling from?
Texas.
You're calling from, and how is Crystal?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Good.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm good.
So tell me, have you had any experiences with betrayal in your life, or have you had any
experience?
Goodness.
Yes, major. Major.
Warning, major.
Major betrayal, and the most, you know, the thing about it is what you just said. What I found out is no one can betray you unless you open the door by betraying yourself. And
oh, I love that. I love that.
You know.
You should have your own radio program.
That's what I found out at the end of the day, after all the bitter anger, all the wave of emotion, I got quiet, and then the Spirit said, well, why did you allow it? Because I felt unworthy, and it came from my childhood. So I betrayed myself, you know, because I felt unworthy.
Yeah. And have you spoken to this person or written them a letter or email?
Well, it was a lot of people, because it's like a door. It seemed like I was like, wow, everybody in my life is like this. I really got to a point. I saw different faces but the same, you know, attitude.
Yeah,
and once I start seeing a collective of people, that's when I knew it was spiritual. So I said, let me back up. I started, you know, having a voice and valuing my voice and my opinion, and saying no when I really didn't want to do something and it wasn't necessary, you know.
Yeah.
And then some people ran away, and some people were like me, didn't know they were betraying, and said, oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry,
and
you're right, you know.
Yeah. You only know how to treat somebody when, you know, when they show you how you know, you want to be honored and respected. And there's some people that just, I mean, they're not lying when they said, I really didn't know what I was doing. You know, I'm sorry.
Right.
But, you know, unless we draw a line in the sand and show that person that how we want to be treated, you know, some people don't know. And when the dust settles, a lot of those people won't be in our lives anymore. And that's
right.
Okay, because, you know, people come in for a reason, a season, a lifetime, and they just might have been there to help us, push us forward.
Yeah,
I
called you here to teach me this lesson, and, you know, and those who want to learn the lesson will change, and those who do not, they'll go, you know, and do it with someone else.
Absolutely.
So I can't say anything because I was, you know, I needed to learn the lesson, so.
Absolutely. So I'm really, really so, and I'm proud of you. But the Posse of Angels are actually—they're doing a little bit of a jig. They're
right.
Applauding you, Crystal, for this. And you know what? I think out of all the lessons that we learn on this planet, you know, to know that somebody's betrayed you and to see it from a higher perspective is amazing. So, did you have a question for them today?
Well, I just wanted to know I just wanted encouragement to continue. I just wanted to see what the angels had to say to me, you know, today, you know.
Okay. Have you been shown any other locations where you think you might be moving to?
Well, no. I heard a voice when I woke up saying move to another part of Texas called Allen, Texas. And
okay.
I was like, okay. I never thought about it, you know, myself.
Okay. Well, a lot of the times that we are on a need to know basis, and you know, I say to the Spirit many times, why didn't you tell me this before? And they said, well, the time wasn't drawing near, and you didn't need to know. So I just asked them, and they said yes. Now that you've been given that voice and are clear enough to hear it, there is something in Allentown that's going to be presented to you. You know, maybe it's a job transfer, maybe it's a loved one, maybe it's, who knows what it is, but it definitely feels like you are going to be on the move to be more alignment with that location. Let's go to the cards now. The first one, I love the cards. The first one is the Eight of Cups, and the Eight of Cups is walking away from where you are. It just is. It's, you know, it's saying that after this new moon today, and by the way, have you written down your wishes and desires for the new moon?
No, I have not. I will do
okay,
it.
Okay, Okay, say they said write down your wishes and desires. That includes, you know, a beautiful new location, like-minded people, health, whatever you want to do. But this card is definitely a confirmation that, yes, you will be moving. You don't even have to know where you're going. It's just, okay, angels, give me the sign to step forward. And it couldn't be any more clear because the Fool card comes up, and this is a new beginning. And they said start your new adventure like a little child. Just ask God and the angels to lead you in the most magical, childlike way. And just be open, open to the magic that is going to be happening for you, Crystal. And the next card for you is the, oh, isn't this lovely, is the wish card. What do you wish for, Crystal?
Oh, man, I just wish to be really happier and joyous, you know.
Okay.
Just really wish that.
I was going to say happiness is a choice. And it isn't dependent on anything in our life. And if we just choose in any given moment to be happy and joyful, then we will be. But they're saying that your wishes are coming true, and it's not dependent upon this move, but this move is going to be part of the puzzle piece. And when the move comes up with you, for you, I'd love you to send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelgillinghouse.com. So I hope that's been helpful for you today, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Candy. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Go out and have an absolutely glorious day, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Crystal. And what a great, great realization by Crystal, you know, so suddenly, you know, not just one person, but many people came in and showed her that lesson of betrayal. And still she was able to hold her light within, show them how she wanted to be honored and respected. And some of those people will fall by the way in her life, but there are others who will step up and say, oh, I did not realize this. I will treat you like this from now on with the love and the respect and the honor which you show how to be respected. And that just about wraps up the show for today. I'd like to thank all my beautiful callers. Thank you for all your listeners for supporting the show, tuning in, and thank you to those who are listening to the archive shows on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Now, don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And also to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. Also, if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either personally in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype. You can call Angel Healing House for an appointment to book your appointment on 831-277-3716, or again, you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth on the planet and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.